This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It didn't go well for Dan Le Batard, the self-professed mouthpiece for the Miami Heat. It felt like the Miami media was like, of course, you know, you're going to take Tyler Hero and some draft picks and give us Dame Lillard so we can go back to the NBA Finals again. But it was a total surprise. I don't know too many people who even put Milwaukee in the conversation. It felt like it was Miami, and then all of a sudden you heard, that's probably not going to happen. And then I thought, is this a negotiating ploy? And then Toronto came in, and I reached out to, I would consider a Miami Heat source, and I said, is this deal not happening? And the person I spoke to 2 days ago said, Portland will not deal Dame Lillard to Miami. They're not interested in what Miami wants to give Portland. And sometimes we look at a trade from one side. We look at what your team or the team you want to get this guy, the headline here. You want Miami and Dame Lillard, and that's going to be fun to watch. You don't care what Portland gets in return. You're not worried about them. Now all of a sudden you get the Phoenix Suns in this, and then you're able to make a deal. And Portland was not going to get a star back, but you get a potential star in DeAndre Ayton. And maybe he'll never be an all-star, never live up to being the number one overall pick. But if you can plug in 19 points and, you know, 10 rebounds, that's what his numbers have been. I hope he gets better. But Dame gives you excitement and the potential to win another championship in Milwaukee. And if you're Miami, could you have come up with a better deal than Tyler Hero? Because my source said they don't want Tyler Hero in Portland. They don't want him. Not interested. Contract and his skill set is very similar to what they already have there. And the draft picks, well, if you put Dame in Miami, how good are those draft picks going to be? So that was 2 days before all of this happened. And my source said Toronto appears to be the leading candidate. So he didn't even know about Milwaukee. I don't know how many people knew about, even as a, I'm hearing, or you know what, another team could get in. It was zero. And maybe Miami won this thing. In a bizarre way. They went to the finals last year. You want Dame. Tyler Hero didn't even play. He had the broken thumb. Not that that would have been the deciding factor here of you winning, but it certainly would have strengthened your team. But I look at this, and Dame is 33. He's missed games the last 2 years, but he was getting 32 points. I mean, there aren't a lot of guys who can go out there and get you 32. Here's a stat that you might find interesting. Dame Lillard, now this is per the NBA.com website. Dame Lillard averaged 1.13 points per play as a pick and roll ball handler last season. Second behind Donovan Mitchell among NBA players with at least 500 pick and rolls.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Now imagine putting him in a pick and roll with Giannis. Now all of a sudden I have to worry about that guy who's on the other end with the pick and roll. Because, you know, we know what Giannis can do taking it to the hoop, and you know what Dame can do. Now you put them in a pick and roll and look out. And really, that's what the NBA is. It's all about a pick and roll. Now you do a pick and pop, but they're, you know, pick and roll, it's a two-man game. And you go back to what Stockton and Malone did. Nobody stopped it. They did it their entire career. You knew it was coming. Couldn't do anything about it. Now, Carl was a better, pick and pop. You know, he could shoot. He had better range than Giannis. And I say, if Giannis learns how to shoot a little bit better, where you're 50% from 15 feet, 18 feet, look out. He'll be the best player in the game. Now, he's been the best player in the game, winning two MVPs, but that's when it gets scary. That's when it's like, I'll let you take that shot. I don't want you getting to the hoop. Yes, Marv.
You're saying then it's going to start getting scary?
Scarier.
I was going to say, because it's been scary for about the past 4 years.
But he keeps adding. You know, he's never satisfied. And that's what I love about watching him, is he does want to get better. How do I get better? Not, hey, I can coast now. I got a couple MVPs. I've won a title. I'm good. It's like the Joker. I hope the Joker continues to be great. Joel Embiid, you got to win a champion. Like the guys that keep getting better, reinventing themselves. And the great players do that. You can't do that anymore. I'm going to add this. I can't go to the hoop the way I did. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be on the baseline, shoot and jump. Whatever it is, you evolve. And a lot of players get to a point and they don't get better. It's good enough. But I love that Giannis wants to be great. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We've christened the Bucks as the MLT, the most likable team in sports. I don't know if there's a negative with them.
Cool unis?
Yeah. Yeah. Not big on the home court.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, I think it's lovely.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, you know, I get dizzy. I was watching the WNBA, the New York Liberty, and the court, like, I got dizzy. I got woozy. And it wasn't because I had three beers. Yes, Marv.
You think there's something wrong with your TV whenever you watch, like, Liberty. Like, whoa. Is that gray?
And I don't know what it was, but I'm going, oh, man. This is like Timothy Leary when he was dropping acid. You know, it's like, whoa. Yes, Paul.
How about those University of Oregon, that home court with the trees?
I don't like that.
I like it, but when you see it, you're like, oh, that's distinct.
Yeah.
I like it, love it, and hate it all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how that court makes me feel. I'm like, yes, this is gorgeous. It's beautiful, and I hate watching it. I hate seeing it, but I think it's gorgeous. I love it, but I hate it.
I'm not quite sure I follow that.
I think when I look at the court, I get it exactly.
Okay.
Because that's how it makes me feel.
I like it
and I love it and I want some more of it. But I hate seeing it. I hate watching games on it.
The Ryder Cup is getting ready to start. The Ryder Cup from Rome, Italy. That'll be coming up this weekend. NBC, USA, Peacock. Paulie does pretty well speaking Italian.
Yeah, just the food.
Oh. Okay.
Cacio e pepe.
Yeah. Very underrated dish, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know what's in it.
Butter.
I didn't
pasta,
even know how to pronounce it when I
pepper,
saw it on the menu.
Cheese and pepper.
Yeah, cheese and pepper.
Yeah.
It's basically what it means.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Amatriciana.
Oh, buddy. Now you're talking. Those four Roman pastas are the best thing you can get.
Yeah. So when you go to Rome, if you ever go, they're known for their four pastas.
Okay.
And that's what you should start with when you're there. There's cacio e pepe, amatriciana, which is more of a red sauce, and carbonara, which has eggs in it, of course.
Yeah.
And in America, they put bacon in it.
Okay.
But over there, they put guanciale in it. It's like, it looks like bacon, but it's got some, it's great, tastes great.
Okay.
And then there's another one called Grecia, which is only really made in Rome. And that's another type of dish that has guanciale in it.
Okay.
Those are the four,
okay,
the Mount Rushmore pastas.
Okay. Right. Can't go wrong when you go to Italy. It's hard to find a meal that's not great.
And when we were there in Florence, I remember my wife saying, we need to find out where the locals go. We don't want to go where the tourists go. And I go, well, how do you find that out? And she said, you have to go to these restaurants. You kind of have to see who's in there. And, you know, if they look touristy, then, you know, that's not, you want to go to a local place. And we found a local place in Florence. And when we walked in, the locals were like, what are you doing here? They just looked at us like, you're not supposed to be here. And I said, I think we found our place. Man, was it good. Was it good?
And probably not expensive.
No.
Because it's a local place.
And then we went back to it two other times. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Is that kind of like New Orleans? Where you just go into like this hole in the wall where it's just like two tables?
Well, you're not going to go down to the French Quarter.
Right.
I mean, if you want to go there and party, the Garden District was always my favorite because then you can find places where it's not touristy. It's locals. Yes, Todd.
My wife and I went to a gelato place in, I think it was Rome, or nearing town, and I guess they had something in the window called the Gigante, which I guess no one gets. It's just a display item where you can get like 9 or 10 scoops of different gelato in a giant cone. So I was like, I got to have that. I didn't realize everybody would be staring at me and pointing at the stupid American that got something that's just really a display item and not to actually be ordered. Well, it was called Gigante, and I loved it, and it was 100 degrees out, and it's melting all over my hand, down my arm, and it had to be about 9 or 10 scoops of gelato.
Yes.
There's these places in Italy, like when you get outside of the major city, say, and there's like smaller towns, right? And we were once in this place called Sartiano. It's more like the Tuscany region. And you'll go into restaurants there that make these like, amazing dishes. The food is phenomenal, but a lot of times it's just like a family business. You know, and so like this one guy there, they had this dish, it's called peachy and crumbs. It's like a pasta thing. It's the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. And we would go in there with our group and they would be like, the Americans are here. You know, everybody could see us coming a mile away. The Americans, the Americans are here. And the guy one night actually had to turn us away because he was like, we just don't have enough food for you guys. Like, we don't have enough food. We don't have enough wine. You guys have already cleaned us out. Like, come back tomorrow night and maybe we'll have more.
Couple of phone calls in here. Chris Sims will stop by in a little bit. Joe in Portland. Joe, thanks for holding. How can I help you today?
Thank you. I have a experience to share from my Krappenberg State, and it's a limerick.
Oh, a limerick, a Krappenberg State limerick.
Yes.
Okay.
Once went to a game at Krappenberg State, 12 players had issues, so were running late. Since omelets were spicy, their trial became dicey, while the fans in the stands had to wait.
Thank you, Joe. It's Joe in Portland with a limerick, Krappenberg State.
Very nice. Creative.
Yeah. We've sold over 500 Krappenberg State t-shirts.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
I think only Dion's Colorado Buffaloes have sold more merchandise than Krappenberg State. Corey in Kansas City. Hi, Corey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and good morning, Todd.
I see what we're doing now.
Hey, I was going to make a joke about being the class of 22 from Krappenberg State, but someone took the double deuce already. So.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, just wanted to say, share one of my favorite moments of the show and then also my Krappenberg State mascot idea. Favorite moment of the show, long time ago, you were describing a foot race between you and Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
And you described Bob Costas as the godfather sitting at the table. And it was also at the time you'd only referred to ESPN as the mothership. So anyways, great story. But last but not least, Krappenberg State mascot, locomotive, but you can go ahead and shorten that down to the Krappenberg State Steamers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Corey. Yeah, the Jerome Bettis race, when we were both working for Football Night in America, and we were in Tampa at the Super Bowl, and I, like, bus kept talking about, you know, he would kill me in a foot race. I said, you're not fast, dude. And he goes, yeah, but you're old. I said, all right, I'll race you, man. And I said, you got to give me a 5-yard head start. It was a 50. We raced across the field. So 55 yards. And And so we did this, and I ended up beating him by more than 5 yards. And then he said, well, you wouldn't have beaten me if I didn't give you a head start. I said, Bus, I blew you away, dude. And Bob Costas was there. Tony Dungy was there. I mean, Bob's a journalist, and he saw it, and he said, you know, Bus, you got beat by more than 5 yards. I said, I would have raced you straight up. You were an NFL running back. I'm just a talking hairdo. So this was before Rich Eisen was doing his charity run. I was blowing away athletes, or at least Jerome Bennett.
If Al Michaels were there, he would have said,
and there he goes.
There he goes.
And then finish with, do you believe in
miracles? Do you believe in miracles? Robert in California. Good morning, Robert. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I got to get your back here about the frugality of ESPN. I used to work for a company that was based out of Bristol. First time I went there for training, flew into Hartford, got my rental car, got into Bristol. They were putting us up at the Clarion.
Oh, yeah.
Right on Middle Street.
Yeah.
Walked into the bar about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and who's at the bar but Digger Phelps? And I'm like, you put Digger at the Clarion?
Yeah. Everybody stayed there, Robert. There was no preferential treatment. And thank you. Yeah, Digger would hold court at the bar there, the Clarion. And what was the other name of that? The Radisson?
Yeah.
The Rad.
They used to compete for the talent.
Yeah, the Rad. Still, my favorite story ever of the mothership was when a producer of mine, who was a driver at the time, and he was supposed to pick up John Walsh, the genius behind SportsCenter. And John is albino. And so my producer, Mike, is supposed to go to the hotel, and you can't miss John because he goes, what's he look like? You can't miss him. He's an albino. So Mike gets there. There is an albino convention, and the entire lobby is full of albinos.
It's like an Office episode.
Like you, or Larry David. Like, curb your enthusiasm. You imagine Larry's got to find somebody? They're all albinos. And he walked in it, and he's trying to find my boss, who's in the lobby. And there are probably, you know, 50 albinos who were in there. The good old days. All righty. Take a break. Chris Sims will join us. I'm going to ask him about the Broncos at the Bears and who he likes. And what's at stake? Who's he like tonight with the Lions and the Packers? We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Traeger. You know, I went out during commercial break. You know what I did? I wiped down the Traeger grills. Yeah. They're like cars to me. I mean, you go out there and you got to protect them. Mm-hmm. Actually, you don't have to protect them, but I do because they are durable. Traeger. Join the Traeger hood. They got portable grills. You want to do tailgating. They've got everything you need. I don't care how big, how small the party's going to be. They got a grill for you. And the unforgettable Traeger flavor. That's the magic. Keeps all the flavor inside. Doesn't dry anything out. And you can't screw it up. Traeger.com for recipe inspiration. Step by step on how to cook what, you know, Chad does when he comes in here. Head over to Traeger.com today. Find a grill that's perfect for you and learn more. Learn more about the discount offerings that they have. And don't forget, make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout. You'll get free shipping. So Traeger.com, use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout for free shipping. Happy grilling. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Coming up Sunday night on NBC and Peacock, it'll be the Chiefs and the Jets and perhaps Taylor Swift. I still love Robert Saleh. This is after the loss to the Patriots, and he's trying to say something nice about Zach Wilson.
Right now, Zach is the best player he's who gives us the best chance to win. And, you know, so that's basically that would be the cleanest answer I could give you.
Cleanest.
Because that's what I want from my coach. I want a clean answer. I want a clean answer and I want it now.
Which is essentially just the answer that's not going to get me in trouble.
How do I get out of this? How do I avoid the rush? He does not believe that. Yes, Marv.
It sounded like he was saying the vowels, A-E-I-O.
Oh, it makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's just the best. Let's bring in Chris Sims, the Pro Football Talk Live co-host and Football Night in America. Robert Saleh was trying to say something nice about Zach Wilson. How would you feel if you're Zach listening to that with your head coach?
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot to say. The reality is right now, I mean, it's a disaster. So I'm Zach Wilson, I'm sure, is very, you know, aware of the reality of the situation. He's not good, right? You know, he's not playing good. There's no help. I mean, come on, we're getting ready for the Sunday night football game and going through pregame stuff, and we already have a list of like 100 plays of like guy blown up blocking, guy can't block, guy can't get open. So it's a lot of issues, but damn, that offense needs to do something because they got no chance with the way they're playing right now.
Okay, but explain this to me. Aaron Rodgers goes down and the entire offense implodes?
Well, I think I think it's fair to say we might have been a little ahead of ourselves on that too. Went down and like three out of the four plays looked like crap. So let's not forget about that. He had no time to do anything and they were running slant. And it's just like, okay, yeah, that ain't going to work on a consistent basis. You know, so yeah, but also, yes. I mean, would it be better with Aaron Rodgers? Certainly. I don't think it'd be like remarkably better, though. I don't. Okay. Now, he would be able to manage the game and take the care of the ball and probably get them in a few plays that Zach Wilson's not capable of doing because Rodgers is the master at the on-the-field general stuff, right? Right. But still, like, they lost 15-10 last week. Like, if Rodgers was playing, could they have won 16-15? Yeah, maybe. They might have lost 15-13, too. They can't run. They can't protect. And they only have one receiver who's really a separation receiver in Garrett Wilson, and that's a problem.
Okay, why are they adding Trevor Siemian, and why are they adding him now as opposed to a couple of weeks ago?
That I don't know. Now, he was a name that I brought out pretty quickly in the process. He's been in the West Coast offense, so I knew that, okay, you know, from that standpoint, he'll get up to speed pretty quickly. He's been in a number of different West Coast offenses. Two, I think he's a guy that, hey, he's played, he's an insurance policy, but he's not this presence that is just going to cause, like, everybody, like, oh, play him, play him, play him. Mm-hmm. It like, takes away from distraction a little bit. And the other thing here, too, Dan, is Aaron Rodgers, by all due accounts, is going to be back next year. So what are they going to do, trade the farm for somebody that's really damn good and then go, oh, wait, what do we do here? We have Rodgers and somebody else, let alone we know that anybody really damn good is not available for trade right now. So, you know, I think that's probably where it ends up going back on Trevor Siemian.
What if the Jets end up with a top five pick?
Oh, it's easy.
Would you take a quarterback?
I would, 100%. Right. You know, I'm, hey, listen, I know I was, you know, Zach Wilson, right? One, Trevor Lawrence, too. I'm wrong about that. I've been saying that. I know that. Now, I was right about Mac Jones and Trey Lance and Justin Fields. I'd like to point that out, too, though, right? Just to let you all know.
All right.
Like, it wasn't all, but yes, if I was them, I've seen enough. Like, the most concerning thing to me about Zach Wilson, and he has had no help, but the end of week two, when the game was 30-10, that was the first, or not the first time, but really a time where I went, man, he just doesn't get it. To be down 30-10, to throw interceptions when the game was over and, you know, put gasoline on the fire of Zach Wilson stinks and just not kind of play the game within the game, the politics of the game a little bit, that really spoke loud to me. Like, damn, I guess he just doesn't get it. He ain't ever going to get it.
Okay, does Justin Fields get it?
No, Justin Fields does not get it. Justin Fields is an athlete who plays quarterback. He's not a quarterback who is a good athlete, and that's the way it should be. But, yeah, I know there's all this excuse-making everywhere and all that. I mean, I was laughing last week watching one of the sports networks tell me it was Justin Fields. It was the Bears were failing Justin Fields as they were showing highlights of people open all over the field. And I'm going, wait, are they watching the same games I'm watching here? Right. So that was a little insane. But yes, they call plays in the way that they're still managing him and they don't trust him. And then he does not see the field very well. He watches the rush play after play after play. And
wait a minute.
He,
explain that.
Yeah.
Explain.
Like, there's so many plays where you look and you go, wait, what? There's people open over here. And he's kind of dancing around looking at who's coming because he's going to get ready to run. And that's one of the biggest reasons he takes a lot of sacks and why there's missed people open and opportunities downfield. So that is definitely something that's a problem for this Bears offense right now.
You got the Bears hosting the Broncos.
Yeah.
The Broncos just lost by 50, and they're favored in this game.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That says something, right? A little. It's kind of crazy.
All right. Who do you like in this game?
I like the Broncos.
Okay.
I definitely. The Broncos are a better football team than the Bears. You know, the Broncos disaster last week, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, it's one of those where I'd love to sit down with you and watch the film and you just go, what are they doing here? Like, how many times are they going to get burned by this same run before they make an adjustment? Are they ever going to touch a receiver? Are they just going to let them all fly down the field and just get up on the safeties in 0.4
seconds?
Yeah,
but Sean Payton was supposed to change all of this. You know, Nathaniel Hackett had the worst coaching job in NFL history.
I hear you. No, listen, it don't look good on Sean Payton right now either. But the one thing he can sell to his team is, hey, they could have easily won week one and week two, right? Week one, it was a nail biter between the Raiders. Week two, I mean, they had Washington on the ropes. It was 21-3. They were moving the ball, and there was a wide open receiver coming, and Russell ran for some reason and fumbled the ball, and they picked it up, and the game was never the same. Mm. So there are some positives to point out there, and I'm going to bet on Sean Payton and what I've seen over the last 20 years from him that they come back and bounce back and play tough and win this football game.
Talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, Football Night in America, his unbuttoned podcast. Let me talk. Have you talk about the Dolphins' offense? Is there an offense that it reminds you of?
Well, it's the 49ers, except the 49ers do all the motions and movements to enhance the run game, and then that then helps their pass game. The Dolphins are like the vice versa because of the weapons and the team they have. They've built it on, let's do all these motions and everything and expose people through the pass game that way. And then we'll get people to play so much pass defense that now we'll run the ball, and that'll be easy because everybody's scared as hell of us throwing a deep to Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
But is Mike McDaniel doing something different that we haven't seen? You know,
well, I think he's like Shanahan. He's got a brilliant mind. He's not afraid to try new things. And I can't tell you how many coaches in football are afraid that, like, nobody ever taught me that. So I don't know if I can make that guy run the corner route and that guy run the post route. Like, whoa. So they're very conservative that way. Shanahan, McDaniel, McVay, they go, well, this looks cool. And I know defenses, and I think this will screw them over. I'm going to try it, even though we've never seen this play before. That's where he's different. And where I always praise Shanahan is he could be a defensive coordinator. And that's where McDaniel is special, is he knows teams are playing me like this. I know the rules of their defense. And now I'm going to do some movements and motions and things that are going to expose some of the rules of their defense and make it hard on them, and they're going to have to change it. And that's where I think it's, you know, different than just about anything we've ever seen.
Plus, you give Tyreek Hill a running start. It's like a CFL offense. And
exactly right. They are masters at spreading you out horizontally, and then they get you spread out horizontally, and then they carve you up vertically. And they got quite the formula working right now.
What have you seen from Jordan Love with four starts in his pocket?
Yeah, a little inconsistent, right? But, like, definitely some positive things to look at and go, hey, I'm a believer in this Packer team. The defense is good. You know, if they can get Aaron Jones and Christian Watson is one of the most game-breaker type receivers in football, they can get him healthy. They could be dangerous. The one thing I really like about Love, right, it's not, you know, efficient and surgical quite yet, but he's got great feel in the pocket, and unlike Rodgers the last few years, like, he's willing to push the ball down the field and pat the ball an extra time in the pocket and go, wait, I see the guy coming open for 25 yards. I'm gonna wait and let him, you know, work, and I'm gonna hit him here. And that's where they become a little bit more dangerous, where they're running the ball and pretty creative in that department. And then when they drop back to pass, it's not look for the 4 and 5 yard completion. It's like, no, let's look for Musgrave, the tight end, down the middle for 20, or Jaden Reed for a 20-yard out route. And that's what I really liked about Jordan Love, let alone, like you've seen, he hasn't blinked in the big moments. It hasn't been perfect, but he doesn't look like he's like a deer in the headlights.
As an NBC employee, you have the Chiefs and Jets on Sunday night. Any intel on Taylor Swift? Is there a Taylor Swift feature coming up on Football Night in America?
Well, not that I know. I don't think there's a feature. That might be one that, like, is above my pay grade and they give to Maria Taylor. Like, so that could be. But we're getting all the rumors that she's going to be there at the game. And
that's a non-denial.
I don't know.
Is she going to sit down with Taylor Swift?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I haven't heard that.
With Travis Kelce.
I feel like Travis Kelce might be on someone's interview docket, but it certainly wasn't mine.
Do you think they're a couple, Chris? Do you think this is real?
Yes, I do.
You think this is?
Yes, I do.
Wow. This, Justin, what makes you think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are an item?
Taylor Swift, one, like, it is the most popular person in the world. Like, what is she, like, gaining out of Travis Kelce? Like, there's nothing there where she's like, well, man, I have 900 million followers. I need 900 million and 100,000. Like, what? So I don't look at it that way. Mm. He's a star of stars in the NFL, and I think it organically happened from what I even know from other people kind of connected to the situation. Mm. It kind of just, it happened. Mm. So, yeah, you know? She lives in New York. So it's right across the river. You know, she's in the East Village or the West Village. I know she's somewhere down there, so I would expect to see her at the game. And if she's at the game, I can promise you NBC will have a camera on her a lot through the night. That's for sure.
Okay. Don't incorporate Taylor Swift song titles into highlights on Sunday night, okay?
It was a one-week thing,
I know,
okay?
I know.
Shake it off, Matt Dan.
I know. Yeah. I am never, ever, ever, ever having you back on the show again.
Damn, is that right? All because of that?
No.
Fine, good.
It's just a takeoff. Before I let you go, your SEPTEMVP in the NFL is who?
It's hard not to go with Tua right now. I think that's probably somebody I look at right now, just what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball. Who else am I missing here? Yeah. No, or it's Christian McCaffrey. I'd probably McCaffrey or Tua. Those would be the two I'd look at. I worry about McCaffrey being overworked, but damn, I mean, he's been an all-star in all three games.
Could you play quarterback better than Zach Wilson this week?
No, probably not. No way.
Probably not. If I gave you a month.
I don't think so. I'd like to think like yes, but realistically, it's so hard. I mean, like, it's just, when you haven't played for a while, just look at Deshaun Watson. He's one of the better talents we've ever seen in the history of the sport. He went a long time without playing, and last week was the first time we saw him where we went, oh, that kind of looks like the old Deshaun Watson. So I'd say no, let alone I'm 43 and I don't want to be hit anymore, so there's a lot of problems there.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great
weekend.
All right,
Dan.
That's
you too.
Chris Sims. He's a co-host with Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk Live that precedes our show and, of course, contributes to Football Night in America. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, Dan, gentlemen, including Fritzy.
Thank you.
Dan, wanted to come out with some breaking news for you. Heard it on one of the big three this morning. You had me... The official top-selling book now that has been searched, I guess, and you meant it yesterday when you said the Swifties are coming and they mean business, is now Football for Dummies. I guess the big way with the Swifties is they're trying to learn the game of football, Dan.
Also, I just wanted to
throw in there, you've been concentrating so much on the sports programs at Crappin State University. We have to look at the cheerleaders, Dan, and I think a great name for them would be the Crap Talkers.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. If they could pick up Football for Dummies or the occasionally accurate Annals of Football, that's available now at your local bookstore. How about we take a break? Last call for phone calls. What we've learned, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What do we have this for you?
I just put something with the word love in it.
Oh.
Like Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Okay.
But that might be tomorrow's headline.
Okay.
What is love?
What is love? Who is love? I love love or I like love? What's the music theme tomorrow?
I think we said 80s because the first bet was going to be somebody can't have an 80s reference for a month.
Yeah.
So I said we'll just keep it.
Yeah.
There's not enough songs with starvation in it.
The loser of the Bears-Broncos game wasn't going to be allowed to have any reference to the 1980s, which would have been impossible for Fritzy.
Impossible.
But we changed it. We changed it. Let's see. A couple of phone calls. Brad in Colorado. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I got a little bone to pick with you and stage left over there.
Okay.
The so-called bet, more like executive punishment, in my opinion, Paulie and, you know, Fritzy didn't even, you know, they wanted nothing to do with this, and I don't blame them. I do think we need to get maybe Dan Nation grill masters out there on Friday, maybe in the fire department parking lot, cooking up something for Paulie and Fritz.
No, we're not there. There's no charity case. They won't take it. This is content here. Okay. Is there a way for you guys to get out of the bet? Yeah, Paulie.
I wouldn't tap out.
It's a great bet.
It's got some legs to it.
We care about the Bears and Broncos.
I'd be a hypocrite. Because I'm all about content.
What game is this on CBS or Fox?
I think it's on the WB or something.
They're not even putting it on the regular network.
Checking.
There? Yeah. The network should thank us because now we're going to care about that game.
Should be Tuesday Night Football.
Yeah.
Broncos, Bears, CBS.
CBS.
Check your local listings.
Is Ian Eagle doing this game?
They should have no announcers. They should just let him play. Just raw feed.
Yeah. Justin in Idaho. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Justin.
Just wanted to talk to you real quick about the Crappensburg State band and dance team. They haven't getting enough credit, I don't think. The band is well known for producing some of the world's best tutors that we've ever heard.
Well done.
And the dance team for their critically acclaimed beautiful movements all across the collegiate landscape.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin.
Justin gets the assignment.
Yes, he does. Yes, it Tiki Barber, Matt Ryan, Andrew Catalan doing the game.
Not the assignment.
I like it. All right. Might have to have Matt Ryan on Monday to recap the Bears and the
That'd
Broncos.
That'd be lovely.
Greg in Ohio. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. It's Greg. 6 foot, 205. I was just calling to console Pauly because I've been here in Cincinnati and have had many bad quarterbacks, and you never know when the next Joe Burrow is going to come around.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. You've had great quarterbacks. You had Ken Anderson, Boomer Esiason, and Joe Burrow. That's a pretty good list. Pauly would take any of those.
Sure.
Right now, he'd take any of those. Boomer Esiason, yeah. Come on down. Play quarterback. Yes, Paul.
You know it's bad when Bengals fans are taking pity on you.
I feel for you.
Yeah.
I feel Think about that.
Yeah, that can't feel good. Yeah. That can't feel good.
Doesn't feel great. Doesn't feel great.
Browns fans are going to console you.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, keep your head up, Bears fans. Yeah. It'll turn around.
There's defunct teams that are better.
This day in sports history, Paul.
1892, the first nighttime football game in the U.S. took place under electric lights. The game was between Mansfield State Normal School, as opposed to, and the Wyoming Seminary. No result. I can't find the result. Mm. 1941, Ted Williams finished the season hitting .401. He could have sat out the last day. Instead, he played.
Played a doubleheader.
Yep. And upped his average a few points, actually. Yeah,
.401.
1955, the World Series was televised in color for the first time. The game was between the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah.
That must have been awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. 1920, eight Chicago White Sox players were indicted by a grand jury charged with fixing the 1919 World Series. Who won the 1919 World Series? Paulie?
The Reds in eight games?
The Reds did, yeah.
That sounds like that Eight Men Out movie or something.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Somebody should make a movie on that.
Yeah, they used to play best of nine.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of nine. Let's see. Dennis Martinez hit Kirby Puckett in the face, breaking his jaw, and that was his final plate appearance. Dennis Martinez hit him.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Paul in San Antonio will squeeze you in. By the way, tomorrow our SEPTEMVP will be. We're going to do it for football, and then we're going to do it for sports.
For life?
For life. Okay. SEPTEMVP. Paul in San Antonio. Hi, Paul. How can I help
you? Again, 192 and a soft.
Soft.
Hey, this is I love all the stuff that's coming in about Crappensburg State, but this is a true fact. Paulie, start looking it up and efforting. Today, September 28, 1836, is the birth date of the founder of Crappensburg State, Sir Thomas Crapper.
All right. Yes, Thomas Crapper invented the toilet. By the way, for the first time in 30 years, baseball's postseason will not include the Yankees, Red Sox, or Cardinals.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Up, up.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Pop. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're interested in a Crappensburg State t-shirt, it's available at Dan Patrick.
Who isn't?
Yeah, and why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul.
Thomas Crapper, born 28th of September, 1836. He was an English plumber and businessman, founded the Thomas Crapper and Company in London, a plumbing equipment company. He used to be the guy who developed toilets, the best
toilets. Why didn't they call them crappers and then instead of toilets?
Checking. I mean, it's more deep dive.
Thomas Crapper, of course, is one of the founding fathers of Crappensburg State.
It's Sir Thomas Crapper.
Yeah, Sir Tom. Was he knighted?
He should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty good invention.
Or he could have been a duke.
Right before.
That's why they're the dukes.
Yeah.
Because the founder was a duke.
Boom.
Now we just tied it.
We did it. We did it.
Is this story writing itself or
yes,
what?
Yes, it is. Yes. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Chris Sims believes Zach Wilson just doesn't get it, and Justin Fields struggles because he's an athlete who happens to play quarterback.
Seton?
Dame's got a new home.
Marvin?
Paulie's taking meat over Caleb Williams.
Paulie?
Duke, Thomas Crapper.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, you can start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, the emails, the tweets, the all-around support. Check out the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. It'll be available a little bit after the show. We'll start taping that shortly. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.